Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Simon Fraser University's First Nations, Métis, and Inuit Student Association, or FNMISA, is hosting its fourth annual Honoring Indigenous Students powwow on April 11th. Open for all to attend, the powwow's stated goal is to honor Indigenous students past and present, while providing a space where people can learn more about the depth and beauty of Indigenous communities and cultures here at SFU. To learn more about the powwow, we sat down in studio with James Houle, an SFU master's student, treasurer of FNMISA, and co-chair of the organization's powwow committee. Please take a listen to our conversation.
Yeah, so this is our FNMISA's fourth annual Honoring Indigenous Students Traditional Powwow. It's happening this Saturday, April 11th, in the West Gym at SFU's Burnaby campus. This is just an excellent time for students, you know, whether you're Indigenous, non-Indigenous, it doesn't matter where you're from, to come and just experience a little bit about Plains Indigenous culture. Right, it's basically open all day, 10 a.m., 10 p.m. We have our big grand entry at both noon and 6 p.m. Dinner's being served at 5. You got lots of dancers, lots of drummers, lots of vendors. Come spend your money. It's a really good time.
Mm-hmm. I noticed the title of the event is titled as the Honoring Indigenous Students Powwow. Would you be able to, I guess, explain specifically like what that signifies?
Well, Indigenous students, this is what it means to me at least. Indigenous students are, but especially historically, have been really underrepresented in universities. There's very few of us even present. Like, for example, I'm a grad student. I'm doing my master's in mathematics. I'm the only Indigenous master's student doing math. There's very few people in science in general, and this is not something that's unique to SFU. So there's been a lot of hard work that has gone into getting more Indigenous students into universities, making the universities a safe space for these students. So we want to honor the students who have done this work in the past, but as well as the students who are doing the work right now and the students who have yet to come.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And say you're to attend 10 a.m. Saturday, April 11th. Mm-hmm. What can you expect when you walk in?
So the first thing you'll probably notice is that there are just tons of vendors, right? We have over 40 vendors. All of them are Indigenous. Most of them are students, whether it's from SFU, UBC, CAP. We prioritize student vendors, but you see just tons of amazing artwork, whether it's beaded projects, painted drums. Some people even sell like soaps and Indigenous ice cream made out of soap berries, which is pretty neat. But then also, the moment you walk in, you're going to hear the drum, right? We have a main drum group, Love Medicine, and they're going to be there all day playing traditional Plains Indigenous songs for all of our dancers that come throughout the day as well. And so that you'll see dancers dancing, you hear drummers drumming, lots of vendors. It's yeah.
Another question I had is, I guess when it like comes to events like this, I notice often when it's very heavily stressed that like open to all, open to everyone. And I guess I wanted to ask if you could explain maybe like the importance of really emphasizing that, because I find that there are sometimes like somewhat unfair assumptions that powwows and events such as these are specifically for certain communities. If you could just maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, of course, open to all, it like, really does mean open to all. It doesn't matter whether you're young, old, student, non-student, Indigenous, non-Indigenous, right? And we really try to emphasize that this here is not just for Indigenous people, because, you know, at least for me, and I know a lot of people think this way as well, if you restrict things to certain groups, then things feel very siloed. And then you create, you know, the in-group and the out-group. You're either part of our group or you're not. And you can kind of look in and say, well, why do they get to experience something that I don't? And it creates maybe a little bit of hostility between groups when things are exclusive. So an event like this, we really want everybody to come see, like, this culture is not just for Indigenous people, right? It's by Indigenous people, and we have to respect what that means, and that's... But it's not exclusively for them. We want to in order to like our main goal really is to uplift Indigenous students while they're here, but it can't just be Indigenous students uplifting Indigenous students or Indigenous people uplifting Indigenous people. We need everybody, right? And that's not unique to Indigenous people. It happens with any group, right? We want everybody to uplift. We don't want to create siloed environments. We want to really foster or create the ideas of collaboration between communities.
And yeah, do you hope, I guess, this powwow is able to sort of help bridge that gap? You know, you said like there are still things that can and should be done in order to create those relationships and to foster connection. Is this just one aspect of that?
Yeah, for sure. I think like this is a very big display of a small part of Indigenous culture, right? So it's very easy for someone, even if they just walk in, they're going to go work out in the fitness center, they can walk by and say, and see that this is something that they can actually get a little taste of as well. When if you've never experienced anything Indigenous, you know, whether it's coastal or plains or out east, it feels like it's like you're almost scared to go experience it. That's something over there, like on the other side, that you can't touch. And if our main goal is to really foster collaboration in general, right? It's just letting people warm up to the idea of, you know, an Indigenous culture. I think this is a really important first step because it's scary. It's different. Even if you are Indigenous and you weren't raised in Indigenous culture, like myself, it's a really big first step to even try to experience any of it, right? Because we try to focus on having this be so public and so open, right? We want as many people as possible to take that first step. It's hard to support Indigenous students, whether you're Indigenous or not, maybe in an institution, academically, emotionally, if you don't have any connection whatsoever. So just this first step into the door of Indigenous cultures, I think this is a very important first step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, if there are SVU students listening right now, and if they want to, I guess, learn more or be more involved within the Indigenous community here on campus, how do you suggest they do that?
I mean, the easiest way to at least follow along with what's going on campus within the Indigenous community is to follow Evan Misa's Instagram. Right, which is just FNMISA on Instagram, or the Indigenous Student Center. Both of these put out lots of resources. They're constantly posting about the events that are happening on campus. Now, some of these are open to the public, like the powwow. A lot of them aren't, because a lot of these events are just for creating safe spaces or fostering community within the Indigenous student group. But that's a very easy way to at least see what's going on campus. If you want to get more directly connected, you can definitely reach out to the FNMISA or to the ISC. Just come say hello. Ask, because different times of the year, there's different things that are needed. We had someone come up to us, not to FNMISA, but the ISC a few months ago, asking about a research project that they're doing that might involve some Indigenous people. Right, so never feel afraid to just ask. Right, if you want specific resources for learning, the ISC has tons, so does the FNMISA. So just reach out. If you're looking for something in particular, someone has the answer.
All right, great. Those were all of the major questions I had to ask, but if there's anything else about the powwow that we haven't spoken about yet and you want to touch on it, what would that be?
Man, the one thing we haven't talked about that I think definitely everybody should try is the food, right? We have a food truck and a food tent that are going to be outside the gym day of, and if they're going to be serving some delicious bannock and chili dogs, and it's really good. If you don't try anything from Indigenous culture this weekend, except for one thing, you should try the food.
All right, well, that all sounds delicious. You heard it here. If you're going to try anything, try the food. Thank you so much, James, for coming.
Thank you.
Down here and talking about this powwow event that's happening Saturday, April 11th in
the West Gym, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Once again, that was our conversation with James Houle, the First Nations, Métis, and Inuit Student Association at SFU's treasurer, as well as co-chair for the powwow committee. We spoke about his organization's upcoming Honoring Indigenous Students powwow happening at SFU Burnaby on April 11th. This has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This interview would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.